Welcome to Spiritually Connected Today, Spiritual Insight Podcast, where we share God's revealed word to bring healing, hope, and transformation with host Althea Lovell.
Welcome back, guys, to this week's podcast. I want to thank you for joining me today. Last week, we looked at the battle within, the war between the flesh and the spirit, which taught us that we must daily build up our spiritual life with the Word of God. Key principle that we learned was when we walk in the flesh, when we practice the things of the flesh, which were anger, hatred, malice, to name a few, it leads us on a path of death and destruction. However, when we walk in the spirit, we portray the character of God, which gives life, blessings, and it helps us to be a light to others. And the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, temperance, and self-control. Following on from last week's lesson, today we'll be looking at spiritual warfare and what are the offensive and defensive weapons that can help you overcome and give you the victory. Our scripture text is taken from Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. Now, what is spiritual warfare? Spiritual warfare is a battle that takes place in the spiritual realm between the invisible angelic forces that manifest in the visible physical realm, which affects us. Spiritual warfare can be classified in two categories, offensive and defensive. Offensive warfare involves tearing down strongholds that the enemy has formed in your mind through deception and accusations. Defensive warfare, on the other hand, involves guarding yourself against the tactics or schemes of the devil. We will now look at the offensive weapons. The first is prayer. All Christians are called to pray and intercede, but some are specially called to intercession. Prayer enables us to fight mighty battles in the unseen realm. The next is praise and worship. When Israel faced a mighty enemy, they began to sing and praise God, and He set an ambush to defeat their army. When you praise and worship God, you are actually setting ambushments in the spirit world. Next is the sword of the spirit. The word of God is a weapon that can be used both defensively and offensively. Offensively, it can be used to claim territories for the Lord by sharing the gospel message and setting the captives free. Next, the mind of Christ. You are called to arm yourself with the same mind that Jesus had, a mindset to wage aggressive warfare. Next is pulling and casting down. When you pull down and cast out strongholds of Satan, you are waging offensive warfare to defend yourself against an attack from Satan, but you are attacking strongholds of the enemy's power. Next is binding and loosing. You have the power to bind the forces of evil and loose the forces of good. When Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, He loosed us from domination of sin and the power of the enemy. His blood secures our access to God and releases us from the bondage of Satan. The word of God indicates that there believers overcome him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Next is your testimony. As you testify or give evidence to the power of God in your life, you wage offensive spiritual warfare. To be effective, your testimony must be based upon the testimony of the word of God, just as a lawyer in our court bases his argument on the law of the land. Next is the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a powerful offensive weapon. Jesus said that in my name, you will cast out demons, heal the sick, and overcome all the power of the enemy. Now, we will look at the defensive weapons that you can use, which are the armor of God. As stated in Ephesians 6:10-17, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The armor of God refers to the resources that Christians possess from defending themselves against the attack of the world, the flesh, and the devil. All believers should put on the full armor of God. And these are the armor. The belt of truth shows the importance of sound teaching. A good understanding of God's truth counters Satan's deceit. The breastplate of righteousness gives the assurance that believers who are righteous in God's sight will encounter Satan's accusation. Next is the gospel of peace. This peace of God reassures and gives confidence in times of trouble. So when trouble time comes or persecution time comes, you know you have that peace in God through the gospel of peace. And you can tell others about that peace that only God can give. The helmet of salvation. We place the helmet on our head to protect our heads. So that is where we protect our mindset, that knowing that we believe that we are saved through Jesus Christ and that salvation. So when the enemy comes to attack us with negative thoughts, we will know who we are, and we will know that we, our salvation is in Christ Jesus. So the enemy will not be able to change our mindset about who we are in Christ and the promise that he came and gave to us, which is salvation and eternal life. The sword of the Spirit. The scriptures give readiness and confidence in the battle and secure defense against the evil one. Just imagine a sword. As you take a sword, you love to defend yourself. So when the enemy comes and he's speaking lies at you, you can speak the word of God against the lies of the enemy to dismantle him in the spirit realm. So you can take your sword, which is the word of God, and use it against him and conquer him. And finally, the armor of God is worn in prayer. Prayer assures that believers recognize their need to turn to God and depend on him, because God will be able to give you the instruction of what weapon to use in the situation that you are in. It just shows the significance of prayer in our lives. So there you see we have the offensive weapons and we have the defensive weapons. God has given these to us. As we use them, we will have the victory over the powers of the enemy. In conclusion, as good soldiers in this spiritual warfare, we must be spiritually alert and always prepared by having our armor on day and night. It's important to know that you are not fighting alone. God is fighting for you. Stand firm, be focused, and be boldly courageous, and you will have the victory in Christ Jesus. Be blessed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today that we are able to come into your presence another week. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your teaching, O God. And as we learn today about the offensive and the defensive weapons that you have given to us, Lord, may we take up our weapons that you have given to us and use them to defeat the enemy and to stand firm in the kingdom of God, recognizing who we are in you. We are not defeated, but we are victorious in all circumstances. In the mighty name of Jesus. So Lord, I thank you today for these weapons. I thank you for giving us the wisdom of how to use them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bless your name, God, and I praise you and I thank you. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast to hear our latest episodes. Also, grab our free ebook, Breakthrough Praise, when you sign up for our weekly newsletter at www.spirituallyconnected.today. In the comments, you can share your experiences and insight with us. Until next time, bye!